Trump plans a crypto strategic reserve. What to know? President Donald Trump announced plans for the creation of a cryptocurrency strategic reserve on March 2nd in a post on Truth Social, fulfilling a campaign pledge to turn the United States into the crypto capital of the world. During the 2024 election campaign, Trump fully embraced Bitcoin and the wider cryptocurrency industry, advocating for pro-crypto policies. Shortly after returning to the White House, the president signed an executive order to promote U.S. leadership in digital assets and financial technology. The announcement, which sparked a rally in crypto markets after a month-long skid, comes ahead of the president's first White House crypto summit on March 7th. Here is what to know about Trump's proposed crypto reserve plan. What is a crypto reserve? A crypto reserve would function as a national stockpile that may be accessed for future use. The U.S. government already maintains several types of reserves. The Strategic Petroleum Reserve is the world's largest supply of emergency crude oil. The United States stores vast gold reserves at facilities across the country. The National Defense Stockpile is a reserve of critical and strategic materials necessary to reduce the country's dependence on foreign countries, particularly in the event of a national emergency. While a crypto reserve might not be critical in an emergency, it can still present several advantages, including economic diversification, geopolitical leverage, and a hedge against inflation. For Trump, a crypto reserve may be a tool to elevate the domestic crypto industry after what he has described as years of corrupt attacks under the previous administration. The U.S. government currently holds more than 200,000 bitcoins accumulated from law enforcement seizures rather than active purchases. At current prices, this is worth more than $18 billion. Bullish for Bitcoin. Leading up to Trump's post on Truth Social, there had been discussion about whether a crypto reserve would be concentrated solely on Bitcoin or diversified in multiple cryptocurrencies. According to his March 2nd posts, Trump will include Bitcoin, Ethereum, Cardano, Solana, and Ripple. A U.S. crypto reserve will elevate this critical industry after years of corrupt attacks, which is why my executive order on digital assets directed the presidential working group to move forward on a crypto strategic reserve that includes XRP, SOL, and ADA, Trump said on the social media platform. And obviously, BTC and ETH, as other valuable cryptocurrencies, will be at the heart of the reserve, he later stated. I also love Bitcoin and Ethereum. The decision to feature several digital assets ignited industry debate on social media. According to Tyler Winklevoss, co-founder of crypto exchange Gemini, Bitcoin is the only digital asset suitable for a strategic reserve. I have nothing against XRP, SOL, or ADA, but I do not think they are suitable for a strategic reserve, he wrote on social media platform X. Only one digital asset in the world right now meets the bar, and that digital asset is Bitcoin. An asset needs to be hard money that is a proven store of value like gold. Bitcoin critic and gold advocate Peter Schiff, chief economist and global strategist at Euro-Pacific Asset Management, said he thinks it would only make sense to have a Bitcoin reserve. I get the rationale for a Bitcoin reserve, Schiff said on X. I don't agree with it, but I get it. We have a gold reserve. Bitcoin is digital gold, which is better than analog gold. So let's create a Bitcoin reserve too. But what's the rationale for an XRP reserve? Why the would we need that? Michael Saylor, co-founder of MicroStrategy, said Trump's plan for a reserve is a terrific development for both Bitcoin and the entire crypto sector, as it presents a $100 trillion opportunity. There's no way to interpret this other than this is bullish for Bitcoin and bullish for the entire U.S. crypto industry, Saylor said in a March 3rd interview with CNBC. I believe the best thing for the country is to move forward with an enlightened progressive policy toward digital assets. Announcement triggers rally. Cryptocurrencies endured an abysmal February, wiping out about $800 billion in value. Trump's announcement provided a jolt to the crypto markets, and the affected coins rocketed on the news. ADA surged more than 60%, XRP advanced by 33%, and SOL increased by 25%. Bitcoin and ETH rose 10% and 13%, respectively. Overall, the total crypto market cap increased by about $300 billion, according to CoinMarketCap data. Joe Teagley, portfolio manager at Rational Equity Armor Fund, said this development could serve as a positive catalyst for the industry, which had been struggling. A rebound in crypto could spark positive momentum for digital assets, offer a much-needed boost to the sector, Tighe said in a note emailed to the Epoch Times. Final reserve. The final product could be different from what Trump announced on social media. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick signaled in a recent interview with the Pavlovich Today that a Bitcoin-only strategic reserve would be established and that the other tokens would be treated differently. The president definitely thinks that there's a Bitcoin strategic reserve, Lutnick said. Now, there will be the question of how do we handle the other cryptocurrencies? And I think the model is going to be announced on when we do that. So Bitcoin is one thing, and then the other currencies, the other crypto tokens, I think, will be treated differently. Positively, but differently. This caused further speculation as to what the endgame could look like. Matt Hogan, Chief Information Officer at Bitwise, said he thinks the reserve's makeup will likely be nearly entirely Bitcoin and larger than people think. He said he believes the final plan will be altered in some way as the president and his advisors receive feedback. The Trump administration so far seems to follow through on its policy goals, and I expect some version of this proposal will end up going forward, Hogan said in a March 5th memo. And while the rollout and specifics have been imperfect, I suspect the final version will look pretty good. Trump's artificial intelligence and crypto czar, David Sacks, said more details will be unveiled at the White House summit on March 7th.